ABC News.
84 WHAS coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky with 50,000 watts. It's what we call a clear channel radio station. And a classic hits weekend, all weekend from 84 WHAS. All right, there must be a song I can play for you up in Chicago.
Sure can. You can play Soul Man.
Of Sam and Dave. Yeah. Hey, call again, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Good talking to you.
You too, bye.
All right. It's a classic hits weekend on 84 WHAS.
Free money.
Yeah, baby, we got some free money up for grabs for William Taylor. William, I sure hope you're listening to the radio because you have 8 minutes and 40 seconds to call right now. 571-8484. It's back to business and your calls tonight on the Joe Elliott Show. Find out why Louisville's listening to the Nighttime Electric Radio, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. We're 84 WHAS.
WHAS.
And William Taylor has about 3.5 more minutes to call and claim his $100 in free money from 84 WHAS. William Taylor of Louisville, where are you? Call me. I've got $100 in free money for you from 84 WHAS. Now 338 and Milton Metz. This hour brought to you by Lexus of Louisville.
Metz here.
It's time for Sports Shorts.
In with sports on this holiday is Van Line Vance.
All right, and we'll be here tonight on Sports Talk. We're going to have some open line here.
84 WHAS. Terry Miners is in the studio. I'll tell you what, he's probably one exhausted individual, but I'll tell you what, after watching Thunder over Louisville, it was all worth every bit of it, I bet.
It's fantastic.
Oops, let me get you turned up here. Are you?
It's absolutely fantastic. I am amazed every year that they put this show together. It's the best thing in the United States, best thing in North America, probably the best thing in the whole wide world.
You know, it was really strange. I was sitting in here, and of course, the audio and things like that, the explosion, you could feel the walls vibrating in the building. Mm-hmm.
I am sure that the show is so big, though, that by this time, this is like the fifth huge show we've done like this. Alien spacecraft come from other galaxies. They say, you know, they're calling each other. Those little Klingons and those guys with those big heads, they're calling each other. They're flying their spaceships. They're saying, you got to see this thing. Come over here to Earth. Come over here to Milky Way. You know, boom. And they're flying right in, watching our show. And it's just absolutely bigger and grander every year. And I thought the tribute to the World War II vets was just phenomenal. A great way to sort of get everybody ready. And everybody's just sort of sitting there and feeling very, very calm, and then all of a sudden the big buildup, and it launched off. It was just phenomenal.
How about the music? Was the music really, really loud in there? Could you hear it real good?
They'd be jamming down there. And right now, everybody's still sitting in their cars. I mean, it's a long-haul home, so I'm hoping that at least some people are out there, and they're meeting, they're exchanging cards, they're saying, hey, you know, they're having a good time, having a street party there, because I keep looking out the back door here, deciding when I'm going to get in my car, and it looks like it's going to be quite a while. I couldn't get in traffic with a shoehorn right now.
Mm-hmm.
Still right there. And is it going to rain tomorrow?
Well, they're speaking of it just a little bit. Cloudy, according to Beth Andrews in the Weather Center, and cooler. The overnight low temperature down to about 50. Was it very cool down there where you were?
The winds kept picking up, and I thought, man, oh, man, I'm sorry I packed away my winter gear. And John Hackett, the president of Kroger, kept coming in and saying, Terry, keep announcing that it's going to snow tomorrow because it sends everybody over to the Kroger stores to buy groceries. So I don't think it's going to snow tomorrow unless there's really a strange cold wave, but there might be some rain around.
Rain likely tomorrow, Terry. Cloudy and cool up to 57 to start your work week. Come Monday, cloudy, cool, scattered showers and 53.
Let me do the announcement. I see if I remember how this went. This here's a song from back in my high school day. It is more today than yesterday. I used to be in this group, Spiral Staircase on 84 WHAS.
I don't remember what day.
All right, that'll take care of it, Larry. We'll see you 10 minutes before they are on 84 WHAS.
That's Van Vance at 84 WHAS. The Cats are back in action on Thanksgiving night. Don't miss the face-off of the Great Alaskan Shootout as Kentucky takes on the team they defeated to win the Final Four, Syracuse. Airtime is 7:30 Thursday night. All the action right here on 84 WHAS. Back up to Skywatch 84 and Mark Travis.
All right, we're checking out Preston Highway right now, Larry.
Cold weather? Winterize your radio. Avoid information freeze-up. Tune all your radios to Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station, 84 WHAS.
This is Beth Andrews with the WHAS Storm Team Forecast. It's been a blustery and chilly day. Our temperature only topping out in the upper 30s. Tonight will be clear and cold, a low of 22. Tomorrow will be a pretty day with lots of sunshine, but cold highs of about 40 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 24. And Thanksgiving, still cold with mostly cloudy skies. Even some snow flurries possible, high temperature of 38. I'm Beth Andrews with the WHAS Storm Team.
Mostly cloudy skies, 34 degrees in Louisville. I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84 WHAS at 5:35. Time for the Business Week Report.
Stocks kind of tripped and fell.
Have a nice evening. That's Steve on his car phone from 84 WHAS. Now, John Asher's out of Churchill Downs. John, are you with us?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day at the racetrack, if a little on the nippy side.
Mm-hmm.
They had Coyote's luck. I suspect they're very warm here.
That's right. Kind of hot.
Bring that 9-1 shot home. It makes it a whole lot better.
Yes, boy. Makes the old cushion more comfortable,
there you
I'd
go.
Say. All right. Thanks, John.
Yes, sir.
It's 4:48, 84 WHA. Back up the sky. Watch 84, Mark Travis.
All right, Larry. We are checking out Lexington Road right now.
There's only one place for Wayne Berkey. Early morning, 84 WHAS.
And it's 4:43 at 84 WHAS. Larry Smith Lair on the air filling in for Terry Miners Tuesday afternoon on the radio. Miners earlier spoke with David Letterman.
And all that cheesy theme music, folks, it belongs to our friend David Letterman.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you, 84 WHAS 446, and Larry Smith for Terry Miners on a Tuesday afternoon. We have Steve back on his car phone, man. This guy, he's doing more traffic updates than Mark Travis is. Got another traffic update there, Steven? All right, keep on working hard for us. That's Steve on his car phone from 84 WHAS. It's Natalie Merchant. I like her. It's 10 to 5 o'clock at 84 WHAS. And Lair on the air, the forecast from Storm Team weather forecaster Beth Andrews. Clear cold tonight. Put another log on the fire. 22 for the overnight low. And about a 10-mile-per-hour wind, making it feel even cooler. Sunny and cool tomorrow. The afternoon high should top at about 40. Partly cloudy, cold tomorrow night. 24 for the expected low. Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Thursday. We'll look for maybe a flurry or two in your neck of the woods. The afternoon high should top at about 38. It's currently 32 at your official weather station, 84 WHAS.
This News Radio 84 update is a service of B-Dry Systems, the basement waterproofing professionals. B-Dry has over 100,000 satisfied customers. B-Dry Systems, the permanent solution.
This is Mary Jeffries in the 84 WHAS newsroom.
Thank you very much. About 9 minutes until 5 o'clock at 84 WHAS. Earlier today, Terry Miner spoke with our leader, President Clinton.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United
States. WHAS, Larry Smith for Terry Miners. And to the sports desk here is Mojo Van Vance.
All right, coming out of Knoxville, Tennessee offensive coordinator David Cutcliffe.
Let's go back up to Skywatch 84, Mark Travis.
All right, we're checking out 64, heading over toward the Sherman Midpoint. We'll have more in the 5 o'clock news. I'm Mark Travis, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84, WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 5:01. I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84, WHAS.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor, and congratulations to K. Miura Discount Office Interiors, Louisville's first ever winner of the Blue Chip Enterprise Award for the state of Kentucky from 84 WHAS.
12:49 at 84 WHAS. Your chance to win some more Long Stem Red Roses is coming up on the next 30, 40 minutes from right now from 84 HAS.
As funeral plans are being made, the world is remembering former President Richard Nixon, who died Friday night. Senate Republican leader Bob Dole in Washington called Mr. Nixon an inspiration.
I remember him as a friend, somebody who was always very good to me in the right sense. They said the dark side. I never saw the dark side of Richard Nixon.
Mr. Nixon's body Tuesday will be flown from New York to the Richard Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California, where it'll lie in state. You're listening to ABC News.
Larry Smith.
Called Naked Eyes, and always something there to remind me from 84 WHAS on a Classic Hits weekend. We go to the 800 hotline. Hi, who do we have?
My name's Philip. I'm from Memphis. Anyway, what rock and roll is really, really about,
mm-hmm.
and what you guys are really about.
Okay, great. What do you want to hear?
Anything by Elvis.
26 after 1 o'clock. It's Lair on the Air from 84 WHAS. 84 WHAS presents Bill Cosby and the USA Harvest National Hunger Relief Concert, Derby Eve at Freedom Hall. We've got choice seats for you, and we'll tell you soon on how you can claim them. And it's all from 84 WHAS.
It's for you.
The Kentucky Derby Festival presents the nation's hottest high school recruits in this year's McDonald's Basketball Classic. Sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants of Kentuckiana. Tickets on sale now at the Freedom Hall box office and all Ticketmaster locations. Proceeds to the Ronald McDonald Children Charities. And this year's game will be broadcast on 84 WHAS. Don't miss this chance to preview future Cardinal and Wildcat stars as they gather at Freedom Hall April 30th. The McDonald's Derby Festival Basketball Classic, co-sponsored by Delta Airlines, Reebok, Gatorade, Shively Sporting Goods, and Sports Bell, and the Derby Festival Station, 84 WHAS.